Well, it's a Monday, and if you are a listener to this podcast, you know that on Mondays, you get a bright, shiny new mantra. I love mantras. What is a mantra? Let's start there. Well, a mantra is essentially something. It's a little saying. It is a statement that has power wrapped into it. It is something that is going to help you. It's going to help carry you through the hard things. It's going to help you get through the hard days. It's going to help remind you of something that is true that we so often lose sight of. I love giving you guys these on a Monday because we have a bright, shiny new start on a Monday. And actually, I'm going to actually have a little bit of a beef with myself here because I always talk about how you don't have to wait for a shiny new anything to start. You always should just start now, right? That's one of my mantras. But today, with it being a Monday, I love mantras on Monday because it gives you an opportunity to, again, learn something, tuck a truth, a power statement in your back pocket so that as you go throughout the week, you can haul this out when you need it, remind yourself of this, and really, again, help you. These mantras are designed to help you live with intention. And that's what we're all about here. So without further ado, what is this week's Monday? Here it is. It's a question. Who said this? Who said this? And what does that even mean? Here's what it means. There are so many times where we believe that something is true when it's not. So often we limit ourselves. So often we feel like that's not a possibility for me. That might be possible for her, but that would never work for me. We think things like that's not available to me. That's just not possible for me. And then we usually go on from there to say, I'm this, I've got this. You know, we see limitations and we say, well, here are all the reasons why that's just not possible for me. And as your life coach, if you were to come to me saying these kinds of things, I would say, who said that? Who said that that's not possible for you? Who told you that you were that way? Who assigned you that label? Who says this is the way that things are, or that's the only way to see it? Because in reality, you're the one who gets to decide. And that's kind of the bonus flip side of this mantra is, I decide. That should be what your mantra is. When you find yourself, again, limiting yourself, thinking that something is too hard for you, or something just isn't going to work for you, we tell ourselves these things all the time. When you find yourself doing that, ask yourself, who decided this? Who said this? And you're always going to be able to find that even if someone else told you that, even if someone planted the seed, even if someone else has in some way validated that argument for you, you're still the one who decided that that was going to be the defining thing. That was going to be the winner. In all of the realm of possibilities, that was going to be what you pay attention to. That limiting voice that told you it's not possible or it's too hard or you're not good at that or whatever it is, that still is the voice that you're deciding to listen to. Even if someone else said it, you're still choosing to believe it. And so when you find yourself limiting yourself, when you find yourself thinking things aren't possible for you, remind yourself that I decide. I decide what I'm going to listen to. I decide what I'm going to believe. I decide how I'm going to define myself. You don't need to let anyone or anything else define you. You get to decide what you are going to believe. You are the one who decides the thoughts that you're going to think. And as a life coach, I've said numerous times here, and I will always say numerous times here and every place else that I teach, your thoughts always guide your actions. Your actions, the things that you do and don't do, start with your thoughts first. But you're the only one who can actually entertain those thoughts. So that's kind of a double-edged sword. You don't have to believe anything unless you choose to believe it. But at the same time, you're really the only one who can change any situation because it starts with you thinking about it. Both empowering and maybe exhausting to think about, but it's true. And it doesn't have to exhaust you. But when you think that things aren't possible for you, when you think that you're this way, that way, or the other thing, ask yourself, who decided this? Who said this? And then remind yourself, I decide. I decide what I'm going to think. I decide what I'm going to listen to. And that means that you can say, I reject that thought. I don't want to think that thought. It might be true, but I don't have to park my thoughts there. I'm going to park my thoughts over here instead. So where are you going to park your thoughts? That's the real question here. But it all starts with the mantra of reminding yourself, who decided this? And I get to decide. And this isn't the decision I want. This isn't the outcome that I want. And it all traces back to that thought. So that's the mantra I had for you on this Monday. Tuck it away in your pocket. Haul it out when you need it. And we'll talk again soon.